Welcome back to our Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm Shaquan Nettingham, and with me today, I got the Director of PR and Marketing for LifeServe Blood Center, Shay Willis. Shay, thanks so much for taking the time to talk today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Obviously, the need for blood is always something that is needed, especially with the tragic events that took place this last Thursday at Perry High School. You guys were scheduled to have a blood drive this Friday at the Dallas County Hospital, and that's still happening. You've added some additional ones, and you also had one yesterday. Can you kind of talk about that and the additional ones that you will have the rest of the week?
Yeah, so we immediately had a request from several members here in the community to come into town and have a blood drive as quickly as possible. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get here last week, but we were here yesterday and had an outstanding turnout. The schedule was full, and I think we also were very able to accommodate walk-ins. And so we had a fantastic turnout yesterday, and we're really looking forward to seeing some additional community members on Wednesday and on Friday. As you mentioned, we do have a couple of additional blood drives scheduled. On Wednesday, we will be back at the Hy-Vee starting at 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., or you can go to the Perry Fire Department from 11 till 4. And then, as you mentioned, too, Dallas County Hospital graciously allows us to come regularly for blood drives. And ironically, that drive was already on the books. I think that schedule looks pretty full, but if you prefer to go there or if that's convenient for you to go to, I'd encourage you to check it out and see if there's any availability. That drive is happening from 12:30 until 5 in the community room. And then we will also be back at Perry Hy-Vee again on Friday from 8 until 1. And so at the Hy-Vee, we will be parked kind of between Ace Hardware and the grocery store entrance. There will be a blood mobile there. It will be branded and pretty obvious who we are and what we're doing. So if you get there and it's busy, make sure you just stop in. And I think it's kind of that food court area where you can kind of come in, wait, perhaps fill out your questionnaire before you go onto the bus. And then Larry there has been so kind and gracious to make sure that there's some additional refreshments available for donors after they've donated. So we're encouraging donors to come back into the store after they've donated for that.
That sounds good. Now, when the events happened last Thursday, did LifeServe play an immediate role? And then can you explain the decision behind scheduling these additional ones that you've provided this week?
We indeed played an immediate role last week. Shortly after the incident happened, we were receiving phone calls at our headquarters in Des Moines from the Dallas County Hospital, as well as from some of the hospitals in the Des Moines Metro, in anticipation of who they were going to be treating in response to the shooting. And so we did send O positive and O negative blood products, as well as platelets, to these facilities to make sure that they had the supply they needed to take care of these patients. I should probably kind of explain that these hospitals are our hospital partners, and we work with them all the time to make sure that they have the blood they need on the shelves. We are their sole blood provider. But in cases like these, especially in Dallas County, they're not going to have the quantity of units on the shelf that they need in a trauma situation. And so either we need to provide the blood products to them in the hospital, or if they're transporting patients into the Des Moines Metro, we need to make sure that those hospitals have the supply they need as well. And so coming into Perry yesterday and Wednesday and Friday is just one small way as a partner in the community to give others the opportunity to give back. And that's really what we've been hearing since Thursday's event, is what can we do to give back to the community, to show our support. And giving blood is one small way that doesn't cost you anything except for a little bit of time and maybe a slight inconvenience. And at the end of the day, it's going to allow us at LifeServe to replenish the supply that was used last week. But really, truly, we need a community blood supply that's safe and stable all the time.
So, Shay, on the topic of eligibility, can you talk about the requirements and how, because I know you got to be a certain age with parental admission and all that, so can you kind of talk about that process?
Yes. So in the state of Iowa, individuals who are 16 or 17 years old can donate blood with parental consent. We have a form on our website. If you don't get that completed before you come out to donate, our team will have them at the blood drive. If you are 18 or older, you don't have to have that parental consent. There is no maximum age cap. So I have people ask me all the time, well, I'm 85. Well, great. As long as you're in good health and you can, you know, meet all of our other requirements, no problem. We do ask if you have your blood donor card that you bring that with you. If you haven't donated with us and you don't have that card, please bring some sort of photo ID. And then I think some people don't realize you need to be in good health when you come to donate blood. That's going to be the first question we ask you. Are you feeling well today? And the reason is we need you to be healthy because the individual receiving your blood product is not. And so we cannot put them at any further risk. So we need to be collecting blood from healthy individuals. Then there's some additional requirements in regards to weight and don't need to have a cold. We check your blood pressure, your pulse, your temperature. You almost get a mini physical when you come to donate. But if you want to know more, there's not every question's answered on our website, but there is quite a bit of information on our website about eligibility. One thing I failed to mention too is we have a live chat. And so if you maybe have one, some random question, there will be someone there that you could ask it to. Or if you get to the blood drive and you're like, I think I can give, but I had a guy say, I'm on blood thinners. Well, unfortunately, you can't donate if you're on a blood thinner. So there's a lot of things, if you will, to ask and find out. But in most cases, 16 or 17 with parental consent, 18 and older, have a photo ID, you need to be well, and then we'll kind of help you through all of the other things to determine if you can give or not.
Well, and not only are we in 2024, but January is actually Blood Donor Month, so that is a great way that you can help impact some lives. Is there a system or a way for all at LifeServe to find out someone's blood type if they don't know?
So if you do decide to donate blood with LifeServe, after that unit is collected, it's brought back to one of our labs where some additional tests are performed, and one of those tests is blood typing. And so you will receive a card from us in the mail. We call it your donor card. It has, a barcode, your name, and your blood type. So finding out your blood type can be done through blood donation. Sometimes you will also see us at community events where we offer blood typing, but really the most scientific and accurate way is for you to actually donate blood and have that test performed.
What's the process of scheduling an appointment? And then on top of that, how are some ways that people can get a hold of you or just reach out, website, all that?
Yep. So if you're interested in donating at one of the Perry blood drives that are still remaining this week, I would encourage you to go to lifeserve.info/Perry. You're going to see a list of the remaining blood drives. There will be a button under each date that says schedule now. You hit that button and it literally will take you to the schedule and you click on the available time that works for you and you can get your donation appointment that way. If for some reason nothing this week works for you, just visit lifeservebloodcenter.org at any time. And there's a button on the homepage that says give blood. It's red. It obviously is going to stand out. You can go there and you can search by zip code to see when we're going to have a mobile blood drive in your area. Or if you're in one of our 14 communities where we have a donor center, you can actually pick a donor center site and schedule an appointment day of the week type of donation. If you're not a computer person, no worries. We have a contact center that will gladly answer your phone call and get you scheduled that way. 800-287-4903. We're also on social media if you want to find us there. But if you want to actually get an appointment scheduled, I would either do it online or by calling our contact center.
Well, thank you for all the information. That is Shay Willis, Director of PR and Marketing for LifeServe Blood Center. Thank you for your time today.
Yep. Thank you for having me. And I would just encourage everybody, give blood donation a chance.
Absolutely. Well, that is our Let's Talk program, Dallas County Let's Talk, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm Shaquan Nettingham.